The woman was wearing big sunglasses and held out her hand. What was the woman wearing? The woman was wearing big sunglasses. What did she hold out? She held out her hand. But instead of asking Kevin if he was okay, she asked him to take a photo. Did she ask Kevin if he was okay? No, she didn't ask Kevin if he was okay. What did she ask him instead? She asked him to take a photo instead. In her outstretched hand was a camera. What was in her outstretched hand? A camera was in her outstretched hand. Kevin believed this was proof that no one cared. It was the last straw. What was it? It was the last straw. Did Kevin believe this was proof that no one cared? Yes, Kevin believed this was proof that no one cared. He took her photo. Moments later, he threw himself from the bridge. What did he take? He took her photo. What did he do moments later? Moments later, he threw himself from the bridge. He felt immediate regret as his hands left the railing. He knew he'd made a terrible mistake. What did he feel as his hands left the railing? He felt immediate regret as his hands left the railing. What did he know he'd made? He knew he'd made a terrible mistake. Very few people had ever survived a fall from this bridge. As he fell toward the water, he asked God to save him. Have many people survived a fall from this bridge? No, not many people have survived a fall from this bridge. Very few people have survived a fall from this bridge. What did he ask God as he fell toward the water? He asked God to save him as he fell toward the water. He fell 225 feet at 75 miles per hour. How many feet did he fall? He fell 225 feet. How fast did he fall? He fell at 75 miles per hour. About 4 seconds passed before he landed in the cold water below, shattering several vertebrae and sinking far beneath the surface. How many seconds passed before he landed in the cold water? About 4 seconds passed before he landed in the cold water. What shattered? Several vertebrae shattered. Where did he sink? He sank far beneath the surface. This is it, he thought. Just when he decided he wanted to live, he feared he'd drown. What did he think? He thought, this is it. Had he decided he wanted to live? Yes, he had decided he wanted to live. What did he fear would happen? He feared he would drown. But then something nudged him toward the surface, and first he thought it was a shark. Did something nudge him toward the surface? Yes, something nudged him toward the surface. What did he think it was at first? He thought it was a shark at first. The thing continued to circle him in the water, swimming underneath him and nudging him back to the surface when he began to sink. What did the thing continue to do in the water? The thing continued to circle him in the water. When did it swim underneath him and nudge him back to the surface? It swam underneath him and nudged him back to the surface when he began to sink. When the rescue boat arrived, the animal swam away. When did the animal swim away? The animal swam away when the rescue boat arrived. Kevin was pulled from the water and miraculously recovered fully. Who was pulled from the water? Kevin was pulled from the water. Did he recover partially? No, he didn't recover partially. He recovered fully. More than 1,600 people have fallen to their deaths from the Golden Gate Bridge. How many people have fallen to their deaths from the Golden Gate Bridge? More than 1,600 people have fallen to their deaths from the Golden Gate Bridge. Kevin is one of just 26 people who have lived to tell about it. Is Kevin one of just 200 people who have lived to tell about it? No, Kevin isn't just one of just 200 people who have lived to tell about it. Kevin is one of just 26 people who have lived to tell about it. Kevin became a mental health advocate who has spoken to hundreds of people about suicide prevention. What did Kevin become? Kevin became a mental health advocate. What has he spoken to hundreds of people about? He has spoken to hundreds of people about suicide prevention. In an interview Kevin did to spread awareness about suicide prevention, he mentioned the mysterious animal that gave him a second chance at life. What did Kevin mention in an interview he did? In an interview Kevin did, he mentioned the mysterious animal that gave him a second chance at life. He later received a letter from a man who wrote, "Kevin, I'm so very glad you're alive. I was standing less than 2 feet from you when you jumped." What did he later receive? He later received a letter from a man. What was the man very glad about? The man was very glad that he was alive. Where was he standing when Kevin jumped? He was standing less than 2 feet from Kevin when he jumped. Until this day, no one had told me whether you lived or died. By the way, it wasn't a shark. Had anyone told him whether Kevin had lived or died? No one had told him whether Kevin had lived or died. Was it a shark? No, it wasn't a shark. There was a sea lion, and the people above, looking down, believed it to be keeping you afloat. What kind of animal was it? It was a sea lion. What did the people believe the sea lion was doing? The people believed the sea lion was keeping him afloat. Like Michael, Kevin believes that it was his prayer to God that ultimately saved his life, and that his animal friend was part of God's answer to his prayer. What does Kevin believe it was that ultimately saved his life? Kevin believes that it was his prayer to God that ultimately saved his life. What was his animal friend a part of? His animal friend was a part of God's answer to his prayer.